The Sultan of Sizzle. The Titan of Toastiness. The Kingpin of Kindling. These are the admired ones. Those who've created the prime place together. They don't just have a backyard. They have the backyard. Because they know a solo stove fire pit is more than just the ultimate smokeless fire pit. It's a place where friendships are forged, football is revered, and food is enjoyed. Solo Stove, the perfect flame for the big game.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Thursday night. I hope you're well. I hope you're safe. I hope you're, whatever your hopes and dreams are, man, I hope they're coming true. And if not, there's still time. Either way, let me entertain you. Let's hang out for a little while longer. I'm going to be with you for one more hour. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey is holding it down for us on the boards up in New York City. And so whether you're on the road, sitting in traffic, you're at work, just hanging out, thank you for taking time to hang out with us. We appreciate it. This show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. Oh, what a day, what an evening, what a night. Corbin Burns is moving on from the Brewers. He's being traded from the Brewers to the Orioles. We know the Orioles, for all the young bats that they have, they can certainly use some pitching help. Dan Quinn becomes head coach of the Washington Commanders. Joel Embiid goes down with a torn meniscus in his left knee. We saw Jonathan Kuminga fall into his knee earlier this week. Well, Joel Embiid has a torn meniscus in his left knee, and he has already torn this meniscus back in 2017. So a gigantic Joel Embiid, who's going to be 30 years old next month, tears his meniscus again. And I have a wild, bold prediction. You ready? The 76ers are going to suck the rest of the year. Or let me not say that. They ain't winning no championship. I don't think they were going to win a championship with him. And he is going to be evaluated. They're going to figure out a course of action for Joel Embiid's recovery. But let me just say, it ain't looking good to see him play the rest of the season. Not at all. The NBA announced its NBA All-Star Reserves this evening. That took place on TNT. Congratulations to some of the first-time All-Stars, Jalen Brunson, making it along with his teammate, albeit injured, Julius Randle, Paolo Banchero, becoming an all-star as well. Trae Young, not an all-star. Maybe he'll make the team with the injury to Julius Randle. So, man, oh, man, oh, man. We've had a lot. Jim Harbaugh introduced as head coach of the Los Angeles Chargers. Dave Canellis introduced as the head coach of the Carolina Panthers. There's so much. Cliff Kingsbury has a new job as the offensive coordinator of the Raiders. The Pro Bowl is playing its stupid game today. I saw Jason Kelce trying to snap a ball in between his legs into a hole in a wall, like, I don't know, 20 yards behind him. How impressive, right? Hey, Ryan, have I missed anything? There's so much, man. Did I miss anything?
I think you hit it all. I mean, it took almost 4 minutes to go through all the news, but I think you've touched on everything up to this point. We still got 3 hours, at least on the East Coast, left until the day technically changes. So who knows what we got in store.
We can't. And then, oh, yeah, by the way, LeBron James and Anthony Davis are not playing for the Lakers tonight in Boston. I know there's probably a lot of ticked off fans in Boston. The Lakers are winning right now at least, 72-59. And, yeah, sure, the Boston Celtics can go on a run and annihilate these Los Angeles Lakers, but LeBron James sitting on the bench along with Charles Barkley's favorite player, Anthony Street Clothes Davis. So I think I've now hit on all the news. And then the big news, here's what we all got to wait on. The Super Bowl. You know, I talked about this prior to the break, and we've had a busy show. First of all, Sal LaRocca joined us from the NBA. If you're not familiar with Sal LaRocca, no surprise, he is the president of global partnerships. So all the fancy activations you see with the NBA All-Star Saturday night, the jerseys and what have you, Sal runs that. We talked about the NBA All-Star game. We also had earlier in the show to talk about the hiring of Dan Quinn. J.P. Finley joined us from Washington, D.C. He covers the Commanders for NBC as well as 106.7 The Fan. And then we had a guest that I just ran into here coming into the studio. You know, Adam Pac-Man Jones joined us as well. He does a lot of work on air right now with Pat McAfee. He's also releasing music. He has music that's coming out tonight. He's big into betting and gambling, wants everybody to make some money. And, you know, Pac-Man can't be controversial. Pac-Man was here. He actually shared praise. He shared praise for Andy Reid. Andy Reid is going to be in the Super Bowl. And you want to talk about so much news today? I don't even know if it's possible for this news to get buried. Tom Brady's dad took a giant crap on Bill Belichick, okay? It was, I don't want to say it was glorious because that sounds a little too much, but it was just like, well, damn, tell me how you really feel about Bill Belichick. And then this started to really go viral today as well on social media. Michael Parsons, he was basically taking a blowtorch to the Dallas Cowboys and their coaching. And I think there were some shots fired at Dan Quinn and then also Mike McCarthy. Michael Parsons, let's keep in mind, he did not speak to the media following the Dallas Cowboys' loss to the Green Bay Packers. So, you know what? Let's hear some positivity, and then we'll get into the negativity. Here, Adam Pac-Man Jones, and if you missed it, you can go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. But Pac-Man, he thinks the Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl. But earlier on in the show, here in the studio, Pac-Man had positive words for Andy Reid. Take a listen.
The other guy on the other side, he got the best offensive coordinator, I think, in the game right now. Andy Reid do not get enough credit that he should get. Like, Andy Reid's resume is stacked up to the top of the building right here.
He might be pushing Shula in a few years.
That can make plays on every time you've had a good quarterback, he's been in the show.
Yeah, I mean, you think about Andy Reid and his accomplishments, and I mentioned Shula as a part of the conversation. We know that in the regular season, Bill Belichick is trying to just be the dude at the top of the mountain, most all-time wins. If we want to think about the regular season, Belichick has 302 wins. George Halas has 318. Don Shula has 328. Andy Reid is right behind Bill Belichick at 258 victories in the regular season. But if you think about Andy Reid and what he's been able to do, not just with the Kansas City Chiefs, but also the Eagles, he's just been amazing. I mean, he's winning 100 games and going to NFC and AFC championship game. Andy Reid is not done, and Andy Reid is not finished. Andy Reid is not washed up. He is going to be 66 years old in March. And me and Hickey talked about this before we went to break. He does have a propensity for cheeseburgers. I don't know if he's going to be able to make it to the 71 and 62 that Belichick and Pete Carroll did, especially if he's going to keep up with the diet. But I don't know. Maybe standing around on the sidelines and walking around on the football field is helping to keep him, let's just say, fresh. I do like the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl. I might as well go ahead and say that right now. We had that discussion with Adam Pac-Man Jones. If you missed Adam Pac-Man Jones here with us on CBS Sports Radio, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Now that we got the positivity out the way, right? Adam Jones, complimentary of Andy Reid. We had Jim Harbaugh, you know, introduced today with the media. Dave Canellis, new Panthers head coach, introduced to the media. Let's get down to some of the negativity. Because life is about balance, right? Tom Brady's dad spoke to the Boston Globe. Tom Brady's dad did not pull punches when it came down to Bill Belichick. this is pretty wild. I don't know if this is Tom Brady approved. Maybe it doesn't need to be. Tom Brady Sr. said, Bill Belichick is tough. He runs a military system. It's a different generation. Bill is a great, great, great coach. There's your personality or positivity. But his interpersonal skills are horrible. That's the bottom line. How many times has he said, back in 15 or 16, that he wanted to win without Tommy? When he went without Tommy, he didn't know what he was losing. You're losing more than just a quarterback. Ego sometimes gets in the way of things. I think it did with Bill Belichick. Now, he's in a situation where he's gotten crucified for the last few years by everybody, and a lot of luster has come off his rose. Tom Brady Sr., Tom Brady's daddy, took it even further, also revealing personal conversations and words that he heard from the owner of the New England Patriots, and that's Robert Kraft. He says he ran into Robert Kraft, and Robert Kraft said, I made a mistake. We don't always make the right decisions, but Belichick's made a hell of a lot of good ones over the years. But I know that it galls him that Tommy went elsewhere and won. Not that he won, but that he won after Bill said he was done. Wow. Damn. Hey, Ryan, next time, why doesn't, I guess he's old. Next time Tom Brady Sr. just needs to go on Twitter or X and just put these messages out. He don't need to talk to the Boston Globe. Could you imagine if his dad went on social media and just put this out? I think it'd be better, right?
How about he starts his own podcast? Everyone's got a podcast these days.
We need another break. We got one Tom Brady doing a podcast. We need another one?
Well, this one actually gave you good content.
Yeah, he took a dump on Bill. You know, I'm not surprised at any of this anymore. Like, there's a part of me that goes, whatever happened to keeping, I don't know, things private? Like, is it necessary for Tom Brady's dad? Like, what is Tom Brady gaining out of this? What are the Bradys gaining out of this? What is his dad getting out of this by complimenting Bill Belichick but then going, oh, yeah, his personal skills suck? It's like, hey, Bill Belichick didn't get a job. He's not coaching right now. So let's go ahead and kick Bill Belichick while he's down. Do you understand or have any thoughts as to why he would want to share this information?
No, I'm with you in the sense that the Brady family won. He won without Bill. Now Bill just got fired. It was not a mutual parting ways. He got fired and was not hired. I don't know why Tom Brady Sr. decided to say this now. I don't know what he would get out of it that's positive. Maybe he just despises Belichick and when he's down, maybe as well just, I mean, Fred kicking him, maybe take a leak on him. Like, I don't know, but he had been a vendetta or something to
I don't. To well, burn. You know, in a lot of cases, you know, when people get older, you know, people get caught up in phone scams and email phishing. And I see the stories on, television all the time. You can call someone and just be like, hey, you know, I need money. Hey, grandma, I'm stuck in a boat. I need $50,000 and, help me, save me, right? All these older people get taken advantage of. And I don't know, do I want to go as far to go that somebody from the Boston Globe was just like, hey, Bill Belichick's not too hot right now. I got me a story. Let me see if I can get Tom Brady's dad to just take a dump on him right now. And he did. I can't think of anything else because, as you said, as I say, there is no reason for Tom Brady Sr. to now just open up his mouth and just let everybody know how bad Bill Belichick is when it comes to people skills. And to be honest, could anybody be shocked? I mean, Bill Belichick, his entire life, as I think we all know, military family, army, all he does and knows is football. I don't think you're going to catch Bill Belichick, reading books to kids. I don't think you're going to catch Bill Belichick at the Ronald McDonald House. That's not to say he's a bad human being, but it's apparent when it comes to communication, that ain't his thing. It really isn't. And speaking of coaches that are just getting dumped on, Mike McCarthy can't catch a break. He basically has just he's on the hot seat. Let me put it that way without using a different analogy. He's always on a hot seat. Jerry Jones is ready to fire him the minute that things fall apart in Dallas. I wouldn't be shocked if he doesn't last the entire season. Mike McCarthy is basically a lame duck. And if you want to talk about somebody dumping on a head coach, Micah Parsons, his own star linebacker, defensive end, the man has to play everything for the Dallas Cowboys defense. Micah Parsons has his own podcast, I'm sure you know, because everybody has a podcast. It's called The Edge. Micah Parsons didn't speak after the Cowboys were eliminated by the Packers. But Micah Parsons decided to talk on his podcast weeks later to tell everybody, hey, we were out-coached and we were out-schemed. Now, where does that point the finger? Mike McCarthy? And then I guess Dan Quinn, who just got a job, a new job here, up in Washington with the Commanders. Listen to Michael Parsons take a blowtorch to his own coaches.
At the end of the day, we were just outperformed, out-schemed. They had an answer for everything. People saying, well, why ain't you go to linebacker? Guess what? The packages are in for me to go to linebacker. I can only play what it's called. I'm not putting out personnel. I've even told multiple players, coaches, that I'm very fine playing linebacker. In playoffs, if that's what y'all want me to do, I just want to win. I do see a Super Bowl in my future. I want to be a Super Bowl champion. I challenge anyone to actually go look at the game film and say, did Micah play his heart out? To go out like that at home was completely embarrassing and unacceptable. It took me a while to even be able to show my face in the public.
Oh, wow. Well, damn. It took him a while to show his face in public. Why? I mean, you play for the Dallas Cowboys, man. Like, get over it. Get used to it. You're making enough money. You're going to make a lot of money. You've openly talked about making the Hall of Fame, but not wanting to be a regular Hall of Famer. You want to be in the upper room of the Hall of Fame with the greatest of the greats of the greats. I didn't want to show my face, but I went on a podcast. Come on, man. If you're going to, you know, I want to say express yourself. I say I find more honor in being able to stand up when it's not easy, as opposed to waiting 2 weeks to dump on everybody in a podcast. And maybe, just maybe, at the end of the game, he'd be a little bit more scathing in his comments and his commentary about his team. Maybe that's why he didn't talk. But that's part of being a professional, man. That's part of being a pro. Being able to stand up and take the heat and feel the pressure when things aren't going your way. Something else that was a theme when Adam Pac-Man Jones was standing here in the studio with me earlier on is that everybody's soft now, right? I said, Adam, how you feel about the defense in the NFL? He's like, man, the league is soft. I said, how about basketball? The players are soft. Soft, I agree with him. Like, we're taking things to another level. I get it. It's one thing for Tom Brady's daddy to talk to the Boston Globe and let everybody know that Bill Belichick is a great, 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 great coach with horrible people skills. It's another thing in this day and age to be a professional athlete with a podcast, and you can't even talk to the media. You say you're afraid to go outside. You don't want to go outside. Don't want to show your face. But you flip on a camera and put it online. That's just the world that we live in. Everybody open to give criticism. Everybody open to take a dump and a crap on somebody. But people too afraid to receive it. It's real easy to have a podcast and have a one-way conversation with the public. It's another thing to receive the criticism back and have to answer tough questions. Hey, Michael Parsons, if you want to be, I don't know, a little reluctant to show your face outside, just face the music first, man. Do that at minimum. Everybody just going into their hole, going into social media, typing on the keyboard, doing their podcast. You make a lot of money, brother. I don't think it's that difficult to answer questions from the little old media. Leave Dan Quinn alone. Gets enough crap for what happened with the Falcons. And leave Mike McCarthy alone, too. Just being a Dallas Cowboys head coach and being, I think, pretty bad as a coach, I think that's enough. He doesn't need his players dumping on him as well. Jerry Jones just craps on him enough. I think that's pretty apparent. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Why can't we all get along? What do you think about Tom Brady Sr. and his comments about Bill Belichick? Like, what purpose does it serve? And what do you think about Michael Parsons criticizing the coaching staff? Didn't say no names, but who's coming up with the scheme? Mike McCarthy? You thinking about the defense? It's Dan Quinn. Everybody is so ready to talk, and I'm ready to talk to you. 855-212-4CBS. And then also, yeah, NBA's in the news as well. Unfortunately, Joel Embiid with his torn meniscus. We got a lot to do. The JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
The Sultan of Sizzle, the Titan of Toastiness, the Kingpin of Kindling. These are the admired ones, those who've created the prime place together. They don't just have a backyard, they have the backyard, because they know a solo stove fire pit is more than just the ultimate smokeless fire pit. It's a place where friendships are forged, football is revered, and food is enjoyed. Solo Stove, the perfect flame for the big game.
Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect co-worker of yours.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns.
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah, a lot of expression in the NFL. People expressing themselves freely when it comes down to these head coaches. Bill Belichick doesn't get a job. And Tom Brady's dad is talking to the Boston Globe saying, Bill Belichick, great coach, horrible people skills, ouch, terrible. And then he's even revealing conversations that he had with Robert Kraft and about the mistake and Robert Kraft wish it didn't go down that way. We know these things, but why? Why now for Tom Brady Sr. to take a dump on Bill Belichick when he didn't get a job? And then we got Michael Parsons, who didn't want to speak after the Dallas Cowboys lost to the Packers. He's on a podcast telling everybody that, yeah, we got out-schemed, we got out-coached, and we didn't make adjustments. And why did you wait to do that on your podcast? Why didn't you talk to the media after? I get it. You know, everybody wants to, I don't want to say hide, but be stand-up. You know, if you can talk the talk when you win, you know, be man enough to talk the talk when you lose. That's just me. It's real easy to just sit in front of a microphone, which I do. I get paid for it. And to just talk and talk and talk one way and not get anything back. Do better. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. With the big game coming up, you should know this. You can stream the NFL on Westwood One for free, sponsored by AutoZone. All season long, you can listen to every Westwood One broadcast of the NFL live on the NFL app by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports or on the Odyssey app. Get in the zone, AutoZone. AutoZone's free battery testing and charging is available for free at your local AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Restrictions, they do apply. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. John is here from Rochester. Hey, John, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
JR, thanks for having me on.
Most certainly. What's on your mind?
Well, I love what you said about Brady's father, and it's true. It's the old, you know, build him up and tear him down. And now he, you know, he knows, he thinks Belichick's not going to get a job this year. So now everyone's going to come out of the woodwork and all the stories, and they're going to tear him down and tear him down. And, you know, that comes with success. But I got a prediction. Well, this is my hope. I would love it if New Orleans would fire their coach and have Bill go down to New Orleans. And I think he would fit in down there, and I think something could happen, you know?
Wait. Help me out here. That's kind of random.
Okay.
Did you just say you want just Bill Belichick to replace Dennis Allen?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I got to be honest.
I know he's employed, but it's not too late to fire him.
Yeah, I just don't know. And New Orleans is a wonderful city. One of my favorite cities on planet Earth. John, have you been down to New Orleans?
No, I haven't. I wish.
Well, listen,
no.
It is a party town. It's a fun town, and I get it. Bill Belichick is all about business. You wouldn't catch Bill Belichick on Bourbon Street having a hurricane. But it is real difficult, and this is me halfway being joking, but I also don't think it's going to happen. I don't think Bill Belichick going to a fun city is going to work out. But besides that, like, that's kind of random. You know, I don't know if going to New Orleans is Bill Belichick's style, man. They don't got a quarterback. You believe in Derek Carr?
No.
Oh, well, there you have
it.
So why would Bill Belichick?
Well,
yeah, exactly.
You got me there. I know. I didn't even put Derek Carr in consideration. So
yeah, well, I think a lot of the fans in the Superdome are because they booed him. We'll see though, John Belichick. I think he'll have a job next year. We'll see.
All right. Later, man.
Thank you so much, John. I mean, we can quote unquote spin the bottle. And we could dump Bill Belichick anywhere if we want to. We could look at a bunch of bum-ass teams and go, well, maybe next year Bill Belichick can coach here. I mean, look, do I think he's going to coach next year? I don't know, but there should be openings, right? There should be possibilities. There should be places where he can go. If the Dallas Cowboys don't have success, Mike McCarthy will get the boot. And that's just one of them. If I got to think about the Philadelphia Eagles, if they don't find success, then Nick Sirianni will get the boot. We're going to have openings. I don't expect, especially Mike Vrabel, I don't expect him to be without a job for too long. This is a coaching carousel. Who's to say, and God knows what happens with the Chicago Bears or what they draft or who they draft or what they trade. I mean, is it a guarantee that somebody like Eberflus is going to have a job? Is there a guarantee that one of these rookie, you know, head coaches just completely flops and gets fired after 1 year? We might go into next season and have another 6, 7, 8 job openings. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Tim, he's calling up from North Carolina. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Tim?
Hey, what's going on, man?
How are you?
Pretty good. How you doing, man?
Excellent. What's up?
I was just trying to defend Mike a little bit, man, when you said why he didn't speak up after the game.
Sure, go ahead.
From a fan's perspective, you know, I think I just kind of would have looked worse, you know, like as soon as the game's over, you're going to just start pointing fingers, you know, instead of, you know, like started out win together, lose together, you know, and as soon as you lose, you start pointing fingers and blaming, you know. And
I don't,
it just wouldn't have looked right.
Don't think it looks right now. I mean, when you're going to go ahead and criticize somebody, and it's not so much of him saying that he's critical of the coach directly after the game or 2 weeks after the game. The fact is, he ain't say nothing. Like, why are you going to leave the game where most people had stayed behind? I mean, what would it look like? You tell me. If Dak Prescott lost, he had 3 touchdowns and 2 interceptions in that game. What would it look like if the quarterback said, I ain't talking, I'm going to go on my podcast 2 weeks later?
Right. Just like Cam did, you know, when they lost to the Super Bowl.
Oh, crybaby.
Describe it. Didn't respond at all. Yeah, it looks immature. You know, it looks childish.
I've said this a bunch of times. Somebody like Jalen Hurts, and we know he just had a bad season, but we know at this time last year, he was in Arizona, man. He was at the Super Bowl, and they almost won, but almost doesn't count. You know what Jalen Hurts did at the end of the game when it was all said and done? Jalen Hurts sat there in a room full of people who were going to ask him about being a loser. He sat there and talked about getting better and coming back and learning. And I don't know. I don't know if it's so much. It is maturity. And not everybody has it. It's like, what you going to do when things get tough? Can you stand there and take the criticism? And it just don't. It's not just an NFL player thing. I think we as people are so conditioned nowadays that when things get tough, we can't solve problems. We can't take criticism. We got to type in a keyboard. You know, we got to send go on podcasts and like stand up and talk, man. That's a lost skill. Yeah. It's a lost skill, Tim.
It's off season, you know. So if somebody asks him that question now, you know, it's not as, you know, so directive. You know, it's off season. He could just pretty much say, you know, answer the question, you know.
Yeah, well, he saw. He sat there and did a podcast and couldn't take questions and kind of threw his barbs at the coaching staff. He could throw barbs, but he couldn't take any after the game. And it's just like, yo, do better, bro. So, hey, right. Tim, I appreciate you, man.
Thank you, bro.
Thank you. Shout out to Tim for calling from North Carolina. That's my whole thing. If you're going to be able to go out there and give it, take it. That's it. That's what I don't agree with. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Look, it's tough to take criticism. And I know we live in a completely different world, especially if you're a professional athlete. It's one thing to receive criticism from the guy on the radio. It's another thing to receive criticism from the sports writer. It's another thing to receive criticism from the broadcaster on TV. But now we live in a world where an athlete can go into his phone at halftime and see the whole world talking crap about him. It's an adjustment, and it takes thick skin, it takes confidence, and it takes, and this is a whole different level of mental toughness to be able to say, hey, I know who I am, I know how I prepared, so let me go out there and get the job done. There should be a point in life, and we're all human. We care about what people say about us. We care about how people feel. We're human beings. But there comes a point where it's called discernment. Can you discern to actually, should I care about what this person is saying, or this person doesn't matter? So open up a tweet and see a row of tweets, thousands of them. Man, these are people sitting at home watching you. Are these your competitors? Are these your peers? Are these your coaches? There comes a point where you got to go, oh, these people, their opinions don't matter because, hey, everybody got an opinion. Because they're like, you know what? Everybody has one. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to more of your calls before we roll out. Also give you an update on what's going on in this NBA game between the Lakers and the Celtics. No LeBron, no Anthony Davis. Joel Embiid is hurt. Torn meniscus. This NBA is wild as hell.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
Make this Valentine's Day one she'll remember forever with an engagement ring from JamesAllen.com. James Allen knows each love story is unique. That's why they make it easy to custom design engagement rings at up to half the price of a traditional jeweler. Choose from tons of conflict-free diamonds, both natural and lab-grown, then pick your ring setting and metal. Shop the James Allen Valentine's Day sale and get 25% off with promo code PODCAST. That's 25% off at jamesallen.com, promo code PODCAST.
Nobody wants a surprise in their jelly donut.
It's
Toothpaste?
That's because the middle is the most important part. At Graybar, we're at the middle of electrical and datacom jobs across the country, connecting installers, facility managers, and business owners with smart solutions for their most challenging projects, which means stocking and delivering crucial products on time and on budget, with no surprises, thanks to our nationwide logistics network. Yep, Graybar does that.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Oh, man. What a day. What an afternoon. What an evening. What a night. Any news that you could think about taking place or breaking, it's happened here, right? We get the NBA All-Star reserves announced. There's no Trae Young, nobody from the Kings, no De'Aaron Fox, no Domantas Sabonis. We got Jalen Brunson making it, Paolo Banchero. We find out that Joel Embiid has a torn meniscus in his left knee. Corbin Burns is on his way to the Baltimore Orioles. Dan Quinn is hired as the new head coach of the Washington Commanders. Adam Pac-Man Jones came by the show and talked some football with us. He got the Chiefs winning it all. Oh, man, Dave Canales introduced as the Panthers head coach. It's been a busy day. Right before we went to break, we talked about Tom Brady's dad. He's taking a crap on Bill Belichick. Said, oh, yeah, great, great, great coach. Terrible people skills. Terrible people skills. It's just a lot has gone on. And, oh, yeah, by the way, the Los Angeles Lakers are still beating the Boston Celtics 107-96. There is no LeBron James. He's out with an ankle. They're resting him, basically. There's no Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis got a little hip injury. And a LeBron James has already gone viral for clipping his nails during the game. Now, I get it. You're bored. You're LeBron James. What else are you going to do? I guess this is a prime opportunity to clip your nails. But me? There's something about grooming just outside like that I think you do that in your house, man. Do that privately. It's like clipping his nails on the bench. I'm like, oh, all I can do is think about being on the subway or being on the train, and some numbskull is just like, hey, prime opportunity for me to just, you know, send my fingernails flying, you know, all across the bus. Like, please, just do that at home. Anyway. LeBron James spending a good use of his time. 855-212-4CBS. How could I forget the Pro Bowl games have started tonight? NHL All-Star game is over the weekend. Got the Senior Bowl as well. So much going on. Anthony's here from California. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Anthony?
What's going on, JR? Just got done reffing a basketball game not long ago in the middle of nowhere in a town called Happy Valley. And I'm expecting to, you know, get on my phone once I get reception and see that one of the Sacramento Kings, you know, a top five team in the Western Conference right now, one of those guys at least, because I thought two would be tough, would make the Western Conference All-Star reserves. Check my phone and I see neither. What a joke the All-Star reserve process is. They got Domantas Sabonis, who's a 2013-8 guy. He's played 46 games, all 46 NBA games this year for them. He's first in double-doubles, sixth in triple-doubles, first in the NBA in rebounds, seventh in the NBA in assists, and the guy's not playing in the All-Star game? What is the process here?
Well, the All-Star reserves are voted on strictly by the coaches. When we get to the starters of the NBA All-Star game, that's voted on by the fans, you have the media, and then you have the players. And when you get down to the reserves, it is strictly the coaches. So this is what the coaches told me.
You're telling me coaches are sitting there and really taking their time with this process, though? I mean, how do you have a guy with those stats on
it? You asked me a question. I think take it from a guy who's around the coaches when I'm at the game and talk. Yeah, they do. I mean, if you want to go ahead and find someone that actually gives a damn and is going to give you something a little bit more, you know, objective, then I would say the coaches are probably going to be more accurate than the fans. I mean, this is the same NBA who a few years ago would just have Yao Ming, Yao Ming, Yao Ming, Yao Ming because of just allowing fans to vote from anywhere. So, yeah,
the coaches. And I'm talking about the same guy who right now is their team's fifth in the West Anthony, ahead of the Lakers. You know,
Anthony, ridiculous. Oh my God, Anthony, stop. Let me ask you a question. How long have you been watching basketball?
Since I was probably about 7, 8 years old. Chris Webber, Peja, Bobby
okay.
Jackson.
Okay, so 20 years ago, okay? Now, are you shocked at the NBA All-Star voting process? Like, this is a normal exercise.
I just don't get how they're, you know, where's the criteria? Like, are they just picking guys because they think of what they do on the court? I mean, Sabonis does it night in, night out.
Where have you been? Nobody cares. There's always going to be dudes who get left out. And as you probably already know, Sacramento, it ain't everybody's pick of the litter when it comes down to popularity. So,
and I get that, and it doesn't bother everybody. But you know, guys like Sabonis, he lost a $1.5 million bonus. I know, $1.5 million. He's an NBA guy, but you know,
Tyrese Halliburton is probably going to miss out on $40 million because he slipped and broke his ass. So, this is what most people need to understand. It's an All-Star game. People are going to get left out. People are going to be disappointed. And fans that are coming from smaller cities and smaller markets, they're going to feel like they're getting shafted here. That's just the nature of the beast. Like, get over it. This happens every year. I mean, what? You want to punish, Karl Anthony Towns? I don't think you could take any of these guys off of the list. If you want to take a look at the West reserves, they're all in front of us right now. Hold on. What do we got? Kawhi Leonard, Anthony Davis, Devin Booker, Anthony Edwards, Steph Curry, Paul George, and Karl Anthony Towns. The Minnesota Timberwolves have been basically sitting at the top of the Western Conference all season long. And so, yeah, does Sabonis deserve to go? Does De'Aaron Fox, do they deserve to go? The answer is yes. Can they all go? The answer is no. The world will go on. And Sabonis and his $1.5 million, he can ask his dad for it, okay? 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Jeremy is calling from Kansas. Go ahead, Jeremy, quickly.
Hey, what's going on, man? I got to wonder if Belichick and Vrabel, especially Belichick, if he ain't sitting out in the slightest possibility hoping that the Kansas City job ain't going to be coming open. I got a bad feeling Andy's going to be leaving after this year.
Oh, we'll see, Jeremy. You said Mike Vrabel and Belichick?
Yeah, not so much Vrabel as Belichick. I think Belichick wants that Super Bowl so bad without Brady, and he knows.
I think that runs counter to the idea. Yeah, I think it's I don't want to say it cheapens it, but it actually does. And thank you, Jeremy, for calling from Kansas. There's a couple of things here. I think Andy Reid, if he can, why wouldn't Andy Reid want to continue coaching until he can't coach anymore? I mean, physically, I cannot coach anymore. I'm mentally fried. I am physically fried. That might come before he's mentally fried, to be honest. But why would he give this up? I mean, Andy Reid is entering into a space where we already know he is a Hall of Fame coach, but he is, quote unquote, entering into the upper room, and it's because of his association and now the ability to coach Patrick Mahomes. So to think that he'd step away, have we seen wilder things? Is he going to go, hey, I need to leave and focus in on me and my life and my family? Maybe. Maybe it's a possibility. But overall, man, you ride that until the wheels fall off. And then from a Belichick perspective, not that Belichick cares what everybody says, but he's very well aware of what it would look like if he goes to Kansas City and now coaches Mahomes. People are going to look at him and say, hey, you dumped Brady, and now you're just going to try to stack wins with this dude? That would be akin to Kevin Durant and all the criticism he received after he was eliminated by the Golden State Warriors, joined the Golden State Warriors, won 2 championships, and people said, well, man, you cheapened what you did. You jumped ship to hop on a hot train already. Belichick and Mahomes? Maybe in Madden. But then also, I know Belichick didn't agree to have his license in Madden because he's Belichick. No personal skills, according to Tom Brady's dad. Anyway, man, what a show. Thank you so much to Sal LaRocca. Thank you to from the NBA, Global Partnerships, big deal, president. Hey, thank you, J.P. Findlay, 106.7 The Fan in D.C. Thank you to Adam Pac-Man Jones. It's been a busy show. If you missed any of it, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. I'll be back tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Find me everywhere at JR Sport Brief. The JR Sport Brief show is done. Thank you, Ryan Hickey.
A Peanut Butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing. One retired cop returns.
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
Nobody wants a surprise in their jelly donut.
It's toothpaste?
That's because the middle is the most important part. At Graybar, we're at the middle of electrical and datacom jobs across the country, connecting installers, facility managers, and business owners with smart solutions for their most challenging projects, which means stocking and delivering crucial products on time and on budget, with no surprises, thanks to our nationwide logistics network. Yep, Graybar does that.